Welcome to Trends, an improvised podcast where we are given a topic and tasked with looking at it from all angles.
We pull it apart like just chicken roast out of the oven, and we're savage barbarians.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I'm one of your hosts, Levi Weinhagen.
I am one of the other hosts, Daniel Joseph Hetzel.
Together, we're both hosts. And so we are given a topic by our benefactor.
The great Sir Laughs-a-Lot himself.
Sir Laughs-a-Lot.
He's a rich man.
He's royal and rich, and he gives us a topic, and that is what we...
I said Daniel Joseph Hetzel, right?
Yeah, you said your full name.
You got to be wiser than that.
Yeah, I always leave out the middle names just so no one can find out.
Daniel Hetzel?
Daniel Hetzel. We would like the middle name stricken from the record, the previous mentioned.
It's done, as far as I'm concerned. I can't even recall what it is.
Okay. You should know this is being recorded, and I have no way of removing your middle name from earlier. So anyone who wants to know Daniel's middle name that starts with a J and ends with
Jehoshaphat.
Yeah, maybe if you just change it, that'll confuse people enough.
Jehoshaphat Hetzel?
Yeah, it's a very common middle name.
I think that was God's second name, because there was Yahweh, and there was Jehoshaphat.
Yahweh Jehoshaphat?
Yeah.
It's a lot, but his friends just called him Yao.
Yao?
Is that right?
Yao, yeah.
Am I right?
Yao.
I haven't done a lot of biblical scholarly research.
Well, why would you?
Because I'm fascinated by
the
topic.
Trying to. I can't really lie.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I love books.
Fiction's great.
It's true. It's totally great.
It's awesome.
The
bread and butter of life.
Fiction is the bread and butter of life?
Myths.
Can you say that a word? Wait, say it again. I would like you to get through this.
Myth.
Nope, that's worse. That's worse.
Really?
Yeah, I think Joseph Campbell would be angry right now if he heard you trying to say that word.
Yeah, that would be a catch-22.
Why are you bringing up another book?
Well, he wrote that one. That's a catch-22 or catch-22.
Joseph Campbell wrote catch-22?
Yeah, it's a catch-22.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah, well,
who wrote Confederacy of Dunces?
I think Peter O'Toole.
Peter O'Toole? Yeah. Sober or drunk?
It took him many years, I'm sure. So,
both?
Probably a little bit of both.
A mix of both.
Yeah. Probably tell the way the paper is if it's crooked on the typewriter.
You know? Really? They just printed it direct from the typewriter into book form?
How they did it, you know?
In O'Toole's day?
Yeah.
Back in
the times?
The 20s? Yeah. I don't know how old he is.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's not alive anymore, is he, Peter O'Toole?
I don't think so. I mean, if he is, he's probably very swamp thingy. So just
swamp thingy?
Yeah, you know.
I'm not familiar with that. Is that an adjective?
That's a
description of him?
Comic book character.
No, I know who Swamp Thing is.
I mean, he just kind of probably looks like that, like old and
like green, droopy.
An image.
I get it. Yeah. And you're
it's the one that was in my head. So
Peter O'Toole and Swamp Thing.
Yeah,
you push the two of them together to make a hit film. Peter O. Swamp Thing.
Yeah,
he fights crime. I would love that.
How did the Swamp Thing fight crime? I don't even think I ever.
He was made out of radioactive, right? There was some radioactive material.
Yes.
Right.
That's just a given.
So he was super strong.
Has anything happened with just normal materials ever?
I'm pretty sure now everything's radioactive. Like,
yeah,
literally.
Been too. Oh, it's a radioactive belt. I'll put it on.
It totally.
Oh, my pants will never fall down.
Right. But you know the reality.
Belt off. What?
That radioactive stuff just gives you cancer. Like.
Well, everything gives you cancer, people.
It's true. Even cancer gives you cancer.
Especially.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Especially if it moves around and you can't pinpoint it.
You mean like in the nodes? Cancer moving through the nodes?
Is that how they move about?
I think so. I don't. Again, I'm
I
not.
I just thought they just bludgeoned their way
I'm
through.
Not a doctor.
Knock doors down and watch them.
There's a knock on a studio door. That usually means that we're getting our trends topic for this.
Terry Ho!
Oh, hello, sir. That is a very nice looking.
It's a fine morning this morning, isn't it?
Yes, it's a great morning.
Actually, I'm wrong there. It's a fine evening.
Okay, I'm not going to upset you, sir. You look very
I'm shaking your hand and
proper.
Patting this other one on the head.
Yeah, it's a little condescending for you to pat.
Yeah, you're kind of a prick.
Tan on the well, we don't have to be angry about it. Oh, is that a?
I have a response for you.
Yeah. Okay. I will.
I'll take that.
Oh, Dan's got it today, so that's great. Thank you, sir. Do you require a tip or one of our pens?
Would just like you to talk about my beard. Is it nice?
It's a fine beard.
It is pointy, is it not?
It's a bit pointy, yeah.
Feel how pointy.
Wow, that's quite sharp.
It's so pointy. Okay. Farewell.
Thank you for your delivery.
I think it looks shitty.
Hey, Dan, he's leaving, man. Mm-hmm. Let's just get into...
If he wants to get into it, he can come back.
It's true. I can hear his horse going riding off now. He's gone. All right. So there goes the tally-ho man. And We are now, this is very exciting. So we're going to open up the envelope and find out what our trend's topic for the day is. Dan is nervously opening the envelope. We all have, my breath is baited right now. It's totally baited.
Wait, you can do that? Is that like, put it in the oven and put some juices in it?
No. I just mean I can't wait. It's just,
I almost had it open.
Wow, it's strong paper. It's
all right. It's the seal is still fresh.
Okay. Yep. Wet ink.
It is oceans.
Oceans.
I'm holding it up for verification.
I can see that it says oceans.
There's even a picture
of
a wave.
Yeah, which is, I think, in a wave more than that. I'm not going to get into it. I don't would never question. The trends topic for the day is
oceans.
So obviously that makes you think of water, as mm-hmm. oceans are made up largely of water, although they wouldn't be an ocean without land.
That's true. So but like, we are like the earth, we are mostly made up of water.
And we are water, 70-something percent water.
I thought it was 98% water we are made up of.
That can't be right. We have 98 degrees as our body temperature, if mm-hmm. we're healthy. Mm-hmm. But we have 77% water or something like that.
Okay. You're still a lot.
Not agreeing with me, but
to me, it's like 77. That's still almost like, where, how is all that water? Because you just add 20% to that. It's still an astounding amount to me. 77.
Yeah, we're mostly water.
Yeah, 90, yeah.
And carbon. That's humans. So we are, it's not that interesting.
No, not really. It had nothing to do with oceans.
Well, I mean, there's water in the oceans. Do you know how many oceans there are in the world? I don't, but I want to guess, like, do we count like a sea? Would a great sea count, like a Red Sea? Is that an ocean?
Well, the sea is like just a smaller ocean?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's the Pacific Ocean, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the Atlantic Ocean.
The Indian Ocean.
And Indian Ocean.
Indian Ocean.
I think is how you pronounce that.
I have a hard time with that word, like myth.
Don't start saying myth again. Jin. Let's move away from that one.
Okay.
There's the Caribbean Sea. Is that something?
Yeah.
Caribbean Sea.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's the Polynesian Sea.
Great. The Dead Sea.
Dead Sea.
But again, I don't know if these are oceans.
Is that the one you can sit up in?
Yeah, because it's so full of salt.
That would be pretty cool. People go get newspapers, and they sit and they float and read their newspapers.
Right.
I do know this for a fact.
You know, you can just sit in a chair and read a newspaper.
But it's not as fun.
Because you're not damp?
Yeah, you're not floating and damp.
And you know it's because of the salt, right? The salt content is mm-hmm. incredibly high in the Dead Sea. You could float in it. And I think they used to throw bodies in it, and that's where the Dead Sea name came from, because the salt
that's
would...
That's a very clear thing to do. They still do.
They still throw the bodies in there?
Sure. Yeah.
And you know there's a... I think people say humans can't drink salt water. Like, that's a thing.
No, I'm not sure they can.
But I think that's bullshit.
What?
Like, in those movies, like if a yacht sinks and there's people stuck in a raft for days.
Yeah, they don't drink the water.
And they can't drink the water. How do we get water? They should just drink out of the ocean. What is going to happen?
There's a reason why we don't see that. It's because if you drink it, you're going to die. It's going to dehydrate you.
That doesn't make any sense.
Poison.
There's too much poison, salt in it. It's water.
There's too much salt in it.
Yeah, we have kidneys. Maybe people have lazy kidneys.
Yeah, but you need like 95 kidneys to deal with that amount of salt. You would die.
I don't think so. I think anybody who's man enough could just take a glass of water, fill it up with table salt.
I'm a man. I'm man enough. But I would never do that.
Yeah, I'll get a glass of salt water right now. You can drink it, and I bet you'll be totally fine.
Me?
Yeah, you...
I'm not drinking that.
Well, I just...
You drink it. You're so sure of it, you drink it.
You think I'm going to drink a glass? I'm not afraid.
And not a glass either. I'm talking like I'm going to get a big gulp full of that shit.
Okay.
If you're going to die, you're going to die.
I'm not going to die.
Yeah, you are.
I'll be totally fine. No, I have fully functioning kidneys. Totally
How many
fine.
Do you have?
Two kidneys.
Mm-hmm. Wait, subtract that from 95.
I have two, yeah. From 95, so 93
That's
short.
That's how many kidneys that you need.
That can't be right. That can't be accurate.
I'm just guessing, but
I know.
It would probably take that many just to drink one glass. You know, you'd have to get like 95 kidneys every single.
Every single glass?
Yeah. So like... Think about what you're going to do today. Think about it.
No, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
All right.
We're going to go fill up a pitcher of water.
Hey, I'm not calling 911.
Won't need to.
You're going to die.
I'm not going to die. I'll be fine.
I'm not calling 911.
Nope. Why do you even keep bringing up
911? Because they're not even going to come pick you up. I'm going to keep voluntarily drink salt water. And they're going to say, click.
They'll say click?
Yeah, and they'll
because it doesn't make that sound with the phone anymore.
Yeah, unless I get a sassy lady who'd be like, don't quit wasting my time. Then, you know, she'll probably hang up too.
I hope that happens.
I would actually
just so you could talk to her. Yep. Now I want to be sick so you can call that lady. Why don't we, I'll go get a glass of water. Right. And I'm going to fill it with salt. And I'm going to slam it down, and we're just going to see how it goes.
We can just get Jompers to get it, man. We don't have to.
Oh, yeah, Jompers could bring in a glass of water. Okay, that's the button, bring Jompers into the studio. Hey, Jompers.
Yeah.
Good to see you today.
Nice to see both of you.
Everyone, of course, knows Jompers is our, he guards our lobby.
Yeah, he's the front lobby guy. You got to get through him if you want to get in here.
Exactly right.
Yeah, and it's hard to get in here.
It is.
Yeah, I don't let everybody in.
No, I mean, sometimes you do leave the door open and just serve.
No, what? What is it exactly that you want? I was out there reading a book.
Sorry, Jompers. Yeah. Don't want to be an inconvenience. That's a
very crucial point.
I want to prove a point that we can drink salt water without it hurting a human body. So I'm going to drink some salt water.
We're hoping. Hold up.
Yeah, what's up?
What?
I'm going to drink salt water during the rest of the recording.
And you want me to go get you a glass?
Yeah, I want you to bring in some, just put as much salt in it. Oh, thanks, man.
Done. I'm taking 911 out.
What do you mean?
My speed dial.
Why does everyone keep mentioning 911?
Yeah, we got to make a pact, Jompers. We can't call 911 yet. Done.
What, you guys high-fiving?
Yeah, that's a pact.
Come on.
All right, I'll be right back.
All
right. Mr. Deadman.
What? You guys are both trying to intimidate me.
No, I'm just trying to hammer home the facts of life, Levi.
Are you Tootie?
Yeah.
You're Tootie.
Oh, come on now.
What? Come on. You got a problem with that?
No.
You're the one who brought it up.
It's true. I brought that up myself.
It's not my fault. You're wearing roller skates, too, so that's part of it.
Yeah, it might be my fault.
Yeah, right. You wear roller skates and say the phrase, the facts of life. Someone's going to call you Tootie. That's an old saying, actually.
Really?
Yeah, if you wear roller skates and say the phrase, the facts of life, you will be called Tootie.
I'm checking them off.
It was in a fortune cookie once.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think we need to take a quick break.
All right. I'm going to find the break button. I moved it.
I'm going to see.
I moved it. Because it's more fun for me that way.
You move the break button?
Yeah, because
it's... Right. All right. Dan's going to hit the button and send us to break.
Where did I put it?
And once you... Just let me know when you find it, and then we will zip off.
Here, let me move this.
Is it under your foot?
There we go. Got it.
All right. And we will be right back on Trends.
Break!
Welcome back to Trends. Our topic
is oceans.
Oceans. That's right. Exactly right. We are, we tried to cover what...
we can't drink them. Nope.
Well, we just took a sip. I just took a sip of the salt water just now, so I totally feel fine.
Hey, Levi, I got your salt water. That's just regular water. I was just fucking with you. Do you know how good it tastes?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it's real crisp and refreshing.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you know why?
Because it's...
Not full of salt. You're not going to die drinking it.
Thanks, Jompers.
I'm going to give you a chance to reconsider this right now.
No, man. It's fine. Let's just... Come on. What's the big deal?
I mean, give me 3 seconds. Think about this, man.
Okay. I've thought it through. I'm fine.
All right.
Thank you.
We can't go back from this. It was nice knowing you. Hope you left me something in your will. Last testimony.
I don't have a will.
Well, you should get... Excuse me?
That's like asking for trouble.
Well, you don't have a will, Levi?
No, I don't have a will.
You're going to die today.
What? Stop saying that.
Yeah, I'm just going to make a will for you.
That is very salty.
I'm going to make a will.
You're going to write... I don't think... Are you a notary?
Yep.
Are you a notary... All right. Well, you work on the will. I wanted to get back to. I mean, the main oceans are the Atlantic and the Pacific oceans. But wow, you just wait. I am leaving all my stuff
to me.
To you?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how you and Jompers both get a piece of
the pie.
I don't have that much stuff.
It'd still be enough for a pie.
I have a Ford Focus.
You beat it.
From 2001. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we can set fire to that.
What?
Yeah, we're going to set fire.
I don't see what's profitable about burning it. It doesn't have a tape
deck. We're going to set fire to that. Wow. I play a specially selected song.
Oh, I really want to know what song that you're going to play.
We'll see.
Is it Billy Ocean?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
It's on topic.
Yeah, it is.
You'll tell me tomorrow.
Yep.
When, in your scenario, I'll be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I'm a little parched. I think I'll have a sip of salt water.
I advise you to stop. Is he dead yet?
Jompers, can you get back out?
No, he's not dead yet, man. All right. Dan, you got to hit that button 3 times when he's about ready to kick it because I'm on filming.
Okay.
You're going to... Okay. All right. Great. Yeah, Jompers.
All right, Jompers. I'll be fine.
Great.
What? All right. Anyways.
It's kind of a weird way to leave a room.
Yeah, I don't... He's a complicated man. He is. He's really complicated.
Yeah.
jumpers.
He is. I fully admit he's got such a past history.
Can we get back to talking about Oceans?
Yes, absolutely.
I want to stay on point here. It matters to me that we accomplish something instead of just you writing dying. Wills. Yeah. I'm fine. Let's just move on. Okay.
You've accomplished everything.
Totally fine.
Final evening.
All right, let's stop because you're starting to make me freak out a little bit. Okay. It's totally fine. Totally fine.
Yeah, I'm trying to do.
Feel fine. You're trying to freak me out.
So you can stop the mind game. Stop the madness.
All right, Susan Powder.
What?
Susan Powder. She's the lady who says stop the madness.
Who's that? Is she on TV?
Like PBS. She has really short hair. She's a public broadcasting lady. No. She tells people about money, and she has big shoulder pads in her jackets. You don't know who I'm talking about?
She keeps some money.
No, I'm thinking of Susie Orman. Susie Orman.
Oh, I've seen her book.
They're both, I'm meshing them both together, but they're both women with short haircuts who talk about money.
So lesbians.
That's not what I'm saying. That's what Daniel Joseph Hetzel is Joseph. Going on. Oh, Jehoshaphat? Okay.
Hey, Levi, we should probably get back to Oceans.
Remember? Oh, I'm sorry. Point. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I veer off topic?
That's, no, we probably both did.
It's my mistake. I haven't been on any major boat trips. Have you spent any time at sea? I think that's a valid question.
I've been on ships, never, like, you know.
Not when they're out to sea, though?
Yeah, like, just like floating at dock or something. I've been on them.
Like battleships?
Yeah, I was on a battleship once.
How'd you get on a battleship?
I knew somebody who worked there. They gave us a tour.
You got a tour of a battleship?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did you get to see, like, where they shot torpedoes or cannons?
What?
No.
Well, I can't remember. It wasn't an aircraft. It was like, I think it could take one or two airplanes. It wasn't huge.
They could land on it?
Yeah, like one of them at least. And so it wasn't one of the huge, huge ones, but it's still huge.
You know, that's awesome.
You know what I mean? It was pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it like functioning? Were there sailors everywhere?
Yeah. Well, it was like at dock. They were going to use it in a couple weeks or something, but there was still like stuff going on. And you know.
That's awesome.
We got to see the place where they recycle ship. They just throw all the recycled stuff and they make this big plastic. Like tube, it's like an inner tube almost, but it's just plastic, and then you just dump it in the sea.
What?
Yep.
Oh, and then there's that plastic island. You know about that island in the sea that's made of all? It's like, there's from all of the junk and crap people have thrown in the sea.
There's all meeting
there's
somewhere?
Like miles and miles. Yeah, it all gathered. So there's miles and miles of plastic you could walk around on top of, and it's like slowly floating and like.
You could walk around on it?
Yeah, there's a ton of plastic.
Are you sure this isn't on the Dead Sea?
I think it's in the Pacific Ocean, I think.
We gotta check that out. We gotta do a remote there.
Get out to the plastic island.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's just, and it's of course accumulating more and more plastic as more and more people, you know, throw their waste wherever. It all ends up out there.
Oh, it's gonna be the death of us, Levi. Well, I mean, not you, but everyone else.
Why not me? Oh, you mean because I'm gonna.
Mm-hmm. How's your throat?
It's fine. I'm totally fine. Right. It's not a big deal.
I'm gonna have some of this delicious. Water.
Regular water.
Salt. Yeah. Very little salt.
You know, weakling water. I'm transcending humanity. That's what I'm doing.
Delicious. Yeah, you definitely will be.
I'm going to have some salt water.
I'm going to water yours down a little bit.
No, what are you doing? Die. All right, fine. Yeah, it's been diluted. You just made it into a homeopathic medicine of some kind by adding water to it. What are you doing?
It hadn't settled yet. The salt's pretty thick in there.
I know. Jumpers took no prisoners.
It's good thing you didn't get something from the Dead Sea. You'd be dead right now.
From just drinking the Dead Sea?
So here's how I know that you can't drink salt water, even.
All right.
I'm going to choose your own adventure book.
Fine.
When I was a kid, I was given the chance, stranded in a boat, to drink salt water.
Really?
Knowing that it was
turned to page
wrong.
27.
Yeah, I said, fuck it.
And you did it?
The book and I did it. And I died.
Yep. So here's
I
what said,
I guess we can't drink salt water.
What I have to ask you. With Choose Your Own Adventure. Then did you go back to the very previous thing and try the other scenario?
Nope.
Or you start the book from the
very
beginning?
I threw them away.
You just threw the whole book away?
Yeah, I failed.
I kind of like cheating at solitaire. Whenever I would do those Choose Your Own Adventure books as a kid, I would then, like, I'd go to the first choice, and if I went to it and it didn't break right, I'd go right back and try the other choice. Like, I wouldn't follow it through. I'd just totally, like, give up and bail and go back to the previous thing and try the other option. Like, I'd get too scared.
I would have gotten really mad at you in school.
For cheating at Choose Your Own Adventure books?
Mm-hmm.
You'd get mad at me?
Oh, yeah.
I did. I cheated at solitaire, too. Which is just doesn't make any sense.
Computer solitaire?
Yeah, it's harder to cheat at computer solitaire.
Yeah, you can't peek.
But I did with, like, an actual deck of cards just by myself. Why do people play that?
The deck of cards?
Just any solitaire at all.
Like, I did it for a while. It was kind of fun. But It's not very.
It should be the saddest thing.
It is really. Like, I mean, there was a lot of tears.
You're just crying. You're playing solitaire on a computer.
Yeah.
Were you in school or something playing solitaire on a computer? It's a hazy time.
Yeah.
Is this recently? Did you play solitaire today? I think maybe you played a little solitaire today.
No.
I feel like you're holding me back. You're not telling me something.
I played a version of solitaire.
Klondike? That was one of the names of them.
No, it was called Razzmatazz Solitaire. It was like
a... Wait, do you mean masturbating? Yeah. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You know, gaming. I'm in a segue.
Yeah, Razzmatazz.
Segue.
What?
I'm segueing. You know, boats in the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Are they like international waters? There's a thing where they get into international waters.
Yeah.
And then they can do like gambling and a casino style.
Anything goes.
And you can like sell slaves and marry people.
It's a great, how thick is that line?
Like, do you think you've crossed through it?
Because the line is pretty thin. It's probably, the imaginary line is about as thin as you can get.
Yeah, right? A made up line. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get much thinner than that.
Maybe what they should do is take that big heap of plastic and stretch it out into a long line, and it can become the international waters boundary.
Done.
So done. We'll invest all our capital into taking the plastic.
All my capital after tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
The money you make off of torching my Ford Focus.
Hell yeah.
And playing, I'm guessing, an Enya cassette.
No.
All right. That was my first salvo in the what you're going to be playing game. I thought it was a good try.
Hmm.
There's a lot of good things that come out of the ocean. Obviously.
Yeah, fish. One of my favorite things on Earth.
Yeah. Eat fish.
Seaweed is excellent, too.
I'm not as big a fan.
Women come up out of the sea. Yeah, gotta love that.
You mean in like a fantasy novel?
Hanging out on the beach. Maybe just hanging out by the water.
Just women come out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's plausible.
I don't mean it's like a constant thing that happens, but...
You're sitting there and there's just women, streams of women pouring out of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder what's happening in the sea, where are they coming from?
I wouldn't
wonder
what's happening. I'd be dancing.
And that wish would allure them to you.
Yeah.
Like a
party's
moth.
Right here.
Because women love lonely men playing solitaire on the beach.
I wasn't playing Razzmatazz solitaire. Solitaire.
Oh, not the Razzmatazz kind? Just regular old...
Regular solitaire.
Yeah. Fair enough. So women coming from the sea.
Yeah, women come from the sea. What else comes from the sea?
Fish. Fish, of course, as we talked about.
We already talked about that. We both love fish.
I enjoy a fish taco.
I love a fish taco.
I'm a fan of a fish taco.
Fuck up a fish taco. I will fuck up a fish burrito. I will fuck up a fish torta.
Isn't that another word for taco? Or is that a sandwich?
It's a sandwich.
Is that Mexican for sandwich? Spanish? What is that? What's the torta?
Those are the savages that came over and conquered.
The Spaniards?
Took over the Mexican identity. But then they stripped back and made it down.
That's right.
I'm not sure.
Exactly. And now they're coming back and taking over the United States.
As it should be.
The Spanish version of Mexicans or something. This seems racist, what's happening right now.
No. I'm only against white people.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I feel kind of racist right now.
Okay.
Just talking about Spanish and Mexicans and...
Well, that's a symptom of this country, Levi. We can't even talk about race and feel guilty.
I like squid.
Squid is good.
Shrimp.
Shrimp
is good.
Not a fan of the jumbo shrimp, but I like shrimp.
It's just too much.
It is too much.
Get over yourself, shrimp.
Yeah, you can fit more in you if you...
Sure.
And plus, too, I start thinking about how giant... Because I've seen some pretty big shrimp. I just saw that flying at me in the water.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Because I can't go into the ocean. I'm terrified of it.
And people... You're afraid of the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Are you afraid of swimming pools?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
A little bit.
You're just afraid of, like, water in general?
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm going to have another... salty.
Delicious.
All right. So you're afraid of swimming in a pool?
Well,
going in a lake?
When I was a kid, I would be in the pools, and if it was a very deep pool,
yeah,
I have an active imagination. I would think, like, what if a shark got into this pool? And so then I was
into the pool?
Yeah, and I was an octopus or something, and then I'd like open my eyes and try to look underwater and see. And I'd be like, you're ridiculous.
So you were a stupid kid. You were a dumb kid. Is that what you're saying?
An active imagination.
All right.
That's
what they say when a kid's
dumb?
I can
go in pools. Pools are fine in the ocean. I'm sure I'd be fine. I just got to go do it. But like octopus, 7 foot, like
a giant squid.
Yeah, a giant squid.
7 foot seahorse?
Yeah.
But you could ride that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be fantastic.
You were like,
you'd have to have a battle with it of some type of wills, like, you know, and like, you'd have to tame it. It's a seahorse. I mean, you know.
Well, that raises a good question. Can a wild seahorse be tamed? Is that something that's possible?
I'm sure.
Like, is there a seahorse whisperer?
Probably only the people of the sea know how to do it, you know.
Like the merman?
Yeah, the merman, the merwomen.
The merwomen.
Yeah.
The merchildren? The
merchildren.
Any other mers?
I'm sure there's a couple. We don't know much about these people.
We don't. We haven't reached out to them.
Yeah.
It's sort of a failing.
We don't know much about mer society and mer government.
No, it's all mostly,
or merwolves.
Do you think they're merwolves?
Yeah, merwolves. Yeah.
Oh. That's terrifying. So, yeah, like,
why I don't go to the ocean.
Because you're afraid of merwolves.
Yes.
Now, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that I can get on board with. I just wonder, like, what kills a merwolf? Because a silver bullet kills a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that.
Yeah.
And I think everyone knows that vodka poisoning kills a mermaid.
Is that what?
Yeah, you have to give them more vodka than water.
Oh, is that what happened?
And then they die.
That's
what happened to Atlantis.
What, they drank too much vodka?
The Lost City. Yeah. Vodka invaded the society, and it killed off all the merpeople.
I didn't know that. I'm going to have to read up about the Lost City of Atlantis.
Yeah, you should look into it. I'm surprised that's not something you know about with all your weird conspiracy theory nonsense. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we don't say the C word in here anymore.
The C word?
Yeah, we say theories.
I said conspiracy
theory. Yeah, we don't, no.
You just want them called, you're mad at the word conspiracy?
You're just displaying your ignorance, my man.
Okay.
It's right here at a buffet style on this table.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's hurtful that you would say that.
I'm just trying to help you, my man.
Can't believe someone who's afraid of an octopus in a pool is talking about my ignorance.
Man, it's probably happened. We could probably go to the library and look through the annals of the news.
The what?
The annals of the news. And find some story somewhere where an octopus has gotten into a pool and killed many people. It's a giant squid.
I'm willing to stop.
Have you seen those specials where they try to go get baby giant squids and raise them in captivity?
And they all die off in captivity.
Yes, but I'm also like, guys, that would be the awesomest thing ever. Like, that would be fantastic. But do you understand what you're doing here?
They're playing with fire.
The thing is going to get pissed off and bust. Because whatever fucking tank you have it in, it is not going to be big enough. You know what I mean? Like,
they're giant.
And their eyes can hypnotize you. They're giant. They're like the size of volleyballs. You can't look into them too long. They'll hypnotize you. You'll be they'll just let them out, you know? But the thing is going to get pissed off. It's smart. It has wars with whales. You know what I'm saying? And if there's a whale war going on underneath me, I don't want to be anywhere. Near that, I want to be on the shore safe. You know, I'll send somebody else in to get the pictures of it. You know,
would a merwolf be involved in that war?
We don't know. We have yet to be able to photograph one of these things.
Why don't we take a break and we maybe do a little Googling about who wins, a whale or a giant squid
or the merwolves?
I don't know if you want to type merwolf into your Google. That's off. Gonna work.
It's already done.
Shit. We need to go delete this browser history.
Yeah.
We're gonna go take a.
Ow! I hit the button.
Welcome back to Trends. I'm Levi Weinhagen.
And I'm Daniel Josephat.
Daniel Josephat is also here.
DZ Joheezy?
I
really wish I hadn't said that.
So. I don't even understand what that means. We're talking about oceans and...
what they're good for?
Absolutely nothing. I can't help it.
I know.
If you say that
I wanted to see if you could resist. It's like a yawn.
I didn't want to. Yeah. It is like, it's totally
your
like...
your head bobbed like for a while.
Now you that you though. Said yawn, I want to yawn. Mm-hmm. Like, that's even more
razzmatazz.
Messed up. Now I want to masturbate.
Yeah,
stop giving me my trigger words.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to give you a last little bit of pleasure here before you die.
I will admit, my mouth is a little dry.
Turn these lights up in here. They're really hot. I really want you to maintain.
Okay, now it's weirdly dim. But aren't we going to...
like these camels here.
Okay, that's unnecessary. We're about to have a guest come into this. Wow, you really do have candles.
Yeah.
So Jumper's on the break told me that we have a guest waiting in the lobby.
Oh, I think we do. Jumper's would know.
Most episodes of Trends, I was just going to let the listeners know, most episodes of Trends, Sir Lancelot sends us a guest on the topic in some way. But we don't know. It's a surprise, so we don't know who the guest is.
It sure is a surprise. This guy's been famous.
Oh, the guest is famous,
yeah,
Jumper's?
You guys are going to recognize him.
Oh, that's exciting. I hope it's Billy Ocean, who I mentioned earlier. That would be really cool.
No.
It's not.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
He would never even make it through here.
What is it?
I'll put my arm around him and I would take him out to lunch for making one of the greatest musical catalogs ever in the history of music.
I cannot disagree with you there.
Who can? It's Billy Ocean.
Exactly.
I've been under his spell.
We all are.
Yep.
We all are.
We all are. We don't even know it.
Exactly right, Chompers. Why are you guys high-fiving?
Billy Ocean.
When do I get a high-five?
Well,
I don't really know how to high-five.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
Deny a dying man his last wish.
What? I'm fine, guys. I'm a little sweaty.
Dan put the candles up, huh?
I'm a little what does that have to do with anything?
Huh? Well, there's two reasons why he put candles up. One of them so that someone doesn't die from the lights.
What's the other reason?
I'd rather plead the fifth on that one.
Okay. I wish
it's nothing really. It's just for razzmatazz.
Okay. I think I get what you're going for here. So can we talk to our guest?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have another drink because I'm kind of thirsty. So
enjoy it.
What? Why are you yelling? Enjoy it,
ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce one of the greatest natural explorers in the history of the world.
So excited!
He's been on TV. Ooh. He's a master of narration. Give it up for the one, the only, Duke Chalmers.
Duke Chalmers.
Hey,
wow.
What?
That's fantastic.
What?
I actually thought it would be like an underwhelming, not real celebrity kind of. Hello, sir. Come right in.
Good evening.
Oh, wow. Your voice really sounds the same way it does on all your
It's very good to be here this fine night.
It's great to meet you, sir.
Thank you for adjusting the lights to give this a more intimate atmosphere. One of benevolence and good faith and goodwill.
Absolutely.
Although I've just recently met both of you, I feel that you're both good friends of mine.
Well that's... Thank you, sir. Mr. Chalmers. It's great to have you here in the Trends Studios.
Excellent to be here. I would do anything for the great monogamous Sir Lancelot.
Well, that's wonderful, sir. We're glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
Oh wow. Dan and I were talking about the topic of oceans.
Yeah,
so
is obviously why you're here.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Fantastic. Can I get your autograph?
That's sort of weird to do in the
after the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Not right now.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Mr. Chalmers.
I just got excited. I'm sorry.
Dan doesn't control his impulses very well.
Just picked a booger and wiped him.
Sort of like an autograph.
Don't ask for my autograph again.
Lesson learned.
Very easy. Of the primates.
Okay.
That live near the Indian Ocean use this as a method of, shall we say, identifying their mates.
Oh, they wipe.
They pick their noses and they wipe them on their mates. And only they can identify that particular mucal infestation.
Wow,
They do it in a certain pattern. Some of them make little balls with the fur. Others make giant waves of fur.
Wow, that's amazing.
Each is its own unique ecosystem.
And I have to tell you, I've been a big fan of your primate films, the narration that you do.
My latest one is on the ocean.
Oh, yes.
The Great Blue Monster.
The Great Blue Monster. I love that title. It's so gripping.
It is. You must learn to stay out of it, for it has bewitching effects.
Oh, you should stay out. You're advising people stay out of the ocean?
No, go in. Dip your toes. Make them go plip and plop into the ocean. I'm just saying there are many dangerous and mysterious things that we hardly know about.
Well, yes, certainly, of course. I think you would all, that's gotta be
true.
Yeah,
I don't go into it.
Yeah, Dan's afraid of the ocean.
I'm a little bit.
He's afraid. He's terrified like a child.
I can tell just by looking at him that yes, he would be.
Yeah.
He is half a man.
Well,
I wouldn't. All right.
Well, I mean, you're just wearing socks. You don't have any shoes on. It's kind of weird.
All right. I guess I got to work on that.
You got kind of a silly hat on. It's, yeah. Anyways, Mr. Chalmers.
Yes?
We don't want to waste your time. So we would certainly love to talk about some specifics regarding the ocean. We were talking about different creatures that live in the ocean.
Of the sea, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
They're great and many, almost too numerous to count. Only a fraction have been discovered and identified and processed through the usual scientific method.
Yeah, yes, of course. And I know you
such as the great salmon.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with the North Atlantic salmon?
Well, I do eat salmon from time to time.
It's my least favorite fish.
Really? Well, there's a lot of healthy omega-3 fatty acids. Yeah,
it's great, but it's just kind of, I mean, I'd rather have tilapia or something.
Yeah.
Tilapia is the demon of the sea.
The demon of the sea.
And I'm glad I eat it.
Wow. You guys have a little bit of a combative thing.
I wiped your booger on me. I really don't care.
Yeah. That's weird that you did.
But I do. It's perfectly natural.
You're right. We are all primates. So.
As you know, salmon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once a year. Imagine once a year being able to procreate. Being able to spread the seed of life.
Sounds good to me.
Just once a year?
Yeah.
That is enough for your natural manly urges?
It's something.
You are a half man as well.
Hey, I'm doing fine.
I have the urge every single day.
You're very virile. So.
Well, it comes from being a man of bountiful natural abilities.
Well, you're dressed in all tan, so I can only assume you're very masculine.
Tan is most attractive to the ladies that I find most attractive. It is a signal, a call. It never fails.
And so do you apply your knowledge of animals to your romantic life? Is that?
I do.
Something of use?
I mock things. I spray things. I put on a display for the woman.
Oh, oh.
I make a cape. And, you know, if I make the finest of capes made of silk and cover it with the wondrous emeralds of green, purple, orange, red into fascinating patterns. Each pattern is specific to the personality and type of the woman who is coming to visit me.
So you're like a kind of like a peacock. It's kind of like peacocking.
I do like your humor.
Thank you. I
was giving you a thumbs up.
Yeah.
But these salmon once a year.
Oh.
Take the arduous task, the impossible task of going up current.
Yeah, that's amazing.
The entire way. Simply to mate at the same spot that they mated at last time. And when I say mate, I don't use it in the sense that you or I mate, where we insert and exert and insert and exert until passions abound and men and women fall apart and come together with one great thrust and then lay panting.
Okay.
Upon.
You don't have to. That's enough.
Wow.
Yeah, you are very excited, sir, and that's fine.
They merely go upstream. The same time as the women, who do not look as attractive as the male salmon. The male salmon is a regal creature, the brightest, wonderful color of pink that you've ever seen.
Okay, so you think...
They go to the same spot every year. And at that spot, the men who've been holding in for thousands and thousands of miles, their great push into the world, they release their sperm in one gigantic, just entourage.
Wow.
Of sperm.
Sure, sure, sure.
So imagine millions and millions of these salmon at the same spot, releasing billions and trillions of sperm into the ocean. Can you imagine what it's like?
That's a lot of sperm.
We took an aerial view, and from miles around, the seas, for weeks on end, are covered and choked with sperm.
So it was like an oil spill of
sperm.
Yeah.
Salmon sperm.
I bet that was...
It's not pink. It is white as the moon.
Oh.
When it's full, shining down upon all of God's magnificence. Sperm. Have you ever seen it sparkle in the moonlight from a helicopter?
Salmon sperm?
Yes.
I have not.
It is possibly, I would say, the first wonder of the world. There are colors you've never seen before.
Okay.
The natives that live on these beaches, they have a ritual where they come out and they use the sperm, the salmon sperm. They use it to make soups, and they make sauces with it. It is an integral part of their life.
They make sperm soups?
Sperm soups. Sperm. The women that are fertile at this time consider it a great honor. Every day, they run, and they have an actual ramp leading to the sea, filled with sperm. And they run as fast as they can, and jump as far as they can, and dive with their legs spread wide, holding open their vaginal tombs. They splash into the sperm-filled sea and roll about, trying to impregnate themselves with fish so that they can feed their families throughout the year.
But
I even at times got carried away by seeing old salmon releasing their sperm into the ocean, and I would, well, unleash my fury into the ocean. It did not make as a glorious sound as the salmon sperm being released. You could hear it for miles around. It was a sound from underwater that sounded like cannons going off. And then you almost heard one gigantic fishy.
Are you saying you...
They make sperm castles. They mix it with the sand, the native children, and it makes it more concrete, and it can dry, and they make pottery out of it. Sperm is an integral part of these native lives.
So your documentary, The Great Blue Monster...
This is but a section of it.
So it's not all about salmon sperm.
No, we follow the great blue whale as he makes one of his great... mysterious migrations. This first time that we have seen the whale migrations, and we were lucky enough. They all met in the Polynesian Sea. We tracked them.
All the blue whales?
Yes, we met them, and the females came, and the males came, and they are like us. They are mammals.
They are
full-blooded. They have penises. What? And they have vaginas, and men... The men whales, it's a very awkward positioning-wise, too.
Okay, you don't have to show me with your hands. I'm trying
to show you. It's like the whales.
Sir, you know, please stop demonstrating.
Don't hit me with your whale dick.
Don't use Dan's arms.
Ow, my arm is not a whale dick. Cut it out. Quit putting it in your whale vagina.
Let's stop it. Okay.
You get my idea?
More than I want to, yeah.
Sometimes there's, when a blue whale unleashes his essence, into the water. It makes a much larger sound than a cannon. It sounds like a sonic boom underwater. And there is so much... You know how big whales are. Whales are large, graceful creatures.
Yeah.
You hear the sonic boom, and then the whale is actually unthrust from his maiden. And gallons and gallons of blue whale sperm are fettered throughout the expanse of the deep ocean.
Wow.
So we took an aerial view of it.
Of the whale sperm?
This time, since we learned so much from the salmon site, we did a hot air balloon so we could really focus in and take some pictures of the beautiful blue sperm ocean.
So you floated in a hot air balloon above a bunch of whale sperm?
Yes, blue whale sperm, accurate and precise.
My apologies.
And it is almost as beautiful as the salmon sperm under the moonlight. It really gets its... sparkles when we look at it during a solar eclipse.
We were
fortunate enough to discover when we were there.
That there was a solar eclipse happening?
Yes.
During the...
But you can't look at the blue sperm without special filters. Much like the sun when it's under the eclipse, when the moon has come between the sun and the earth.
So the sperm from the blue whales is not visible to the naked eye, is what you're saying?
No, it is. It just looks different.
Oh, okay.
It looks like... colors we've never seen.
Oh, so you put on special glasses just to make it look different.
Well, it's only when the eclipse is full.
That's all very
complicated. It's all in the movie.
You captured all of that on film?
It's all in the documentary, yes.
Sure. Are there elements of the Great Blue Monster, the film, that are not about salmon or whale sperm?
We also follow the seahorse.
Oh, well, Dan and I earlier today were just talking about seahorses.
It's kind of
They're really fascinating. I mean, they seem like very social creatures.
Oh, they are. They roam in herds. Well, the bigger ones, some of them can get up to 8 or 9 feet big.
That's really big. Yes. It seems intimidating to encounter.
We almost couldn't believe what we had spotted. I was so shocked that I actually had to jump up out of the ocean and get back in the boat.
Oh, you were a little spooked by the seahorse.
Yes, but we soon calmed our nerves we each had a couple shots of Bailey's, and we calmed our nerves, and we climbed into the water, and I got the nerve to go tame one.
To tame a seahorse?
Yes. It only came upon me when I was swimming up to get very close to it, and I had to swim and kind of stop for a while. I had to swim again and stop for a while. and, you know, to get it used to me not being threatening. And I got close to it, and it looked me in the eyes. And that moment when I looked in the eyes, we had a connection in that. And the moment happened, a spark went off, and I climbed on top of the seahorse, and I conquered it. To do it is a very unusual method. Things must be taken out and inserted and excerted at certain spots. And,
no. What? Yes. You don't have to.
And it ends when the seahorse, which usually you can only tame the male seahorses, expulge their sperm into the ocean as a signal of I have been conquered, and that you may now ride me. I will do your bidding. I will take you to the Merewolves Island.
The Merewolves?
That's the subject of our next documentary, yes.
You're finally putting the light on...
We are. We can no longer hide the existence of the Merewolves.
That's amazing. I mean,
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by that topic.
Yeah, like, I can't wait to see that. Yeah. And I won't be out for nearly 3 years, but...
Yeah, I suppose there's a lot of time you have to spend shooting footage.
Well, we need to spend a good 2 years there.
I hope you'll try to cover lots of aspects of the
Merewolves. Oh, we definitely will. We only really got to touch on a very little bit when we were there. We primarily filmed for a couple of months, and we learned that the Merewolves have a very special way of welcoming a guest into their fold. Okay. They make you get down on your knees.
Sure,
and then
sure.
Seven of the Merewolves come and surround you and cover you with sperm.
What?
Their mer sperm. But you have to take it as a sign of you are being one with them. You are being welcomed into their society. And unfortunately, you must wear the sperm around for at least 3 weeks.
Mr. Chalmers, no disrespect. I'm a big fan of all the work you do.
Yes.
And I've seen your films for decades. You've been doing this work. But I don't remember in your films from the 80s and the 1990s being so focused on sort of the mating habit. There didn't seem to be so much sperm focus. Is this a new development?
We assume so. At all those documentaries, I never came in contact with such contents of sperm and quantities, massive quantities of sperm. I probably should change the name of this documentary to Sperm and All That's In It.
Sperm and All That's In It. It's not as compelling as The Great Blue Monster.
No.
But, I mean, it does seem like that is a misleading title.
No, now that I think of it, it is mostly about the ocean. It takes place in the ocean. Ocean, yes. Is the soup of life.
Uh-huh. And it's apparently mostly sperm, it sounds like.
Well, at certain times of the year. I feel that we should not be ashamed of sperm. Well, we as a society need to rise to the next evolutionary level of our process. We need to remove all fear of sperm. Be it blue whale sperm, seahorse sperm,
okay,
salmon sperm.
Yes. I don't think anyone's. I mean, I'm not. I don't know if everyone's.
I'm not afraid of sperm.
Yeah, not afraid. It's just.
I'm afraid of the ocean, but not of sperm.
It's a weird thing to, in my opinion, to spend so much time focusing on. You know, obviously you're an expert, and you're just capturing.
You and I apparently see things differently, young man. I will give you that autograph.
Oh,
what?
Yes, he's.
Oh, okay. Good day, gentlemen.
Oh, I'm.
Until we can come to eye, or head to head, or toe to toe on sperm, we and our conversation here are at an impasse. And this, of course, will make no reflection or judgment upon the great Sir Lancelot himself, who I know for a fact has no problem with sperm of any variety. Good day.
All right, well, there goes Duke Chalmers, famous narrator and documentary nature filmmaker. Oh, because of all the... Did you... Now, that was...
I want to see those women diving into the
weird
thing.
Yeah, did you get the impression... I feel like he was saying he masturbates from a helicopter into
possibly
the ocean.
I think so.
That's what he alluded to.
That's some real razzmatazz right there.
Salmon, which doesn't seem... I don't know.
Doesn't seem like it should be possible.
What, masturbating from a helicopter? I mean, I get the mechanics.
Somebody's done it, I'm sure. I guess this guy.
Yeah, Duke Chalmers has done it.
The extras on this stuff are going to be off.
I don't know what he didn't put in. Like, the extras are going to be stuff that's not about sperm.
Oh, I'm sure he'll find a way.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He'll probably go and analyze the sperm or, like, put them under a microscope. Much like we do here at Trends.
We do. We will. God, we're not
the topic
afraid
today just might as well have been sperm.
We've now discovered how closely linked sperm and oceans truly are.
I think we just should take a break from sperm. Want to take a sperm break?
Yeah. Yes. Let's take a break. I'm getting a little dehydrated.
Well, that's right. You're going to die.
No, I'm fine. Let's take a quick break and then we'll do the end of the show. And
yeah, it's the last break he'll ever take.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Trend. Welcome back to Trends. I'm Levi Weinhagen and
Dan Johnson.
Dan, and we're talking about oceans. We just had a fascinating celebrity guest.
Your mouth seems pretty dry, Levi.
I am, and I'm committed to just finishing off this third cup of salt water. Jumpers.
I didn't know you did.
Yeah, Jumpers kept bringing them in.
I got another one for you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, how you feeling? Feeling pretty good? You look really good. You don't look green or anything.
I'm sure I'm fine. It is a lot of salt.
You seem like a light?
Saltwater, like a
tunnel going to a light?
No, I don't see a tunnel. I mean, I feel...
We should probably go easy on him. It's going to be his last moments.
You know? I'm fine. I
hear St. Peter doesn't let you up in heaven if you're...
St. Peter.
Die anxiously.
I'm totally fine. It's hard to get the words out.
You know why? Because you shouldn't drink seawater. Admit that you can't.
You can't even speak, so you can't get mad at me.
Well, I'm kind of worried about you, Levi. I don't want you to go.
I'm not going anywhere.
This whole time we've just been trying to scare you to let you know the action of your ways are pretty stupid.
The weird thing is I'm so dehydrated, but it feels like just drinking this water is not.
Yeah, have some helping of this real relief. Water, man.
Well, I just gotta finish this. I'm gonna have water. A little more
enough of this shit. You know why you don't go to the store? You know when you go to the store, you don't see salt water? Like, you don't, because we can't drink it.
Well, I'm just...
It's got you there, Levi.
I'm on my fourth glass right now, and I'm... I'm fine, I just can't...
Yeah, you look fine.
My throat's just a little tight, like an allergy thing or something? Maybe it's an allergy thing. Like, maybe I have allergies? In the Trend Studio, maybe there's some hay or something in here.
What do you think of jellyfish?
What?
Jellyfish, man.
Oh, they're fascinating. Can kind of see through them.
One time I was swimming, doing my thing. I was like snorkeling, doing some deep sea diving. Because I'm not a pussy. Like, damn.
Yeah, he has snot all over his arm.
What? Oh, man. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's one of Chalmers' things, right?
Yeah, he kept...
For an albino, man, he's beautiful.
He is.
He's very striking.
He's sort of longish hair, longer than I thought he was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because usually you just hear him, you don't see him a lot in the movies.
Did you notice how red his eyes were? They were like crimson.
Yeah, they were kind of...
Weird, man, how they look at you and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's not a surprise that he's a little bit of a weird guy.
Yeah, I guess that happens to albinos. They got those weird looking eyes.
Yeah, totally.
But I got swept out to sea at the current, and, you know, kind of like a storm hit me when I was out there. It wasn't a real savage one, but enough to make me lose my bearings a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because I usually know where north is. It's just this feeling I get in my heart when I turn north. It's hard to describe.
Yeah, that's totally...
Couldn't find it, and then when I finally did, I looked around, and I've been pulled way off. I was in the middle of, like, about 80 jellyfish. Like, I was in the middle of them. Wow. Yeah, and they were big ones, too. They were, like... We're talking like 4 or 5 feet, you know, diameter and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I was, it's hard for me to break my cool.
Yeah, you're a smooth guy.
So I was just kind of like, all right, shit. So I went, let me see if I can, you know, they were as far as I could see. So I was kind of like, well, I can't just go underneath these motherfuckers here. I'm going to have to just, you know, sit this one out, see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
Try not to get stung, you know, and, you know.
So what'd you do?
Well, I just chilled for a while. And I said, you know, fuck this. I'm going to make contact with these motherfuckers. I got a good vibe. I can tell they got a good vibe. We don't want to hurt anybody. I ain't going to fuck with them. Like, really? Really, I think they probably know that, you know, probably hundreds of you motherfuckers could take me out in like 2 seconds, you know. I respect that. So I said to them, I respect you. Said, I respect all that you are, all that you will be. Said, I'm not here to hurt you. I'm not here to marry your daughters. I'm not here to harm anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, please, I'm lost. I'm in the ocean. I need to get back to my own people. So I don't need to be stung today, you know, because I have my own stinger here. I'm only just going to show you this, and I had, because I always carry a little knife with me.
Yeah, of course.
I said, this, I'm willing to toss into the ocean right now to show you guys that if I do
so
that.
So you dropped your knife?
Yeah, just as a gesture. I said, I'm going to drop it in the ocean. You can use your little jellyfish eyes to see that I'm not fooling.
And what did the jellyfish do?
I said, but you got to let me through. You got to get back.
Yeah.
And I ain't fucking around. You know? And I was kind of fucking with him because I had another knife and shit like that.
Yeah, well, so yeah.
That, you know, it was a knife my grandfather gave me, you know. But I said, nah, please, make way. Make way for Jompers. Next thing I knew, path was being opened before me.
They cleared a path for you? The jellyfish did?
Yeah, I swam right through it. And everywhere I swam, they just opened the path.
That's amazing.
I swam for 20 minutes straight through jellyfish. And they just opened the path and opened the path and opened the path. And I got to the other side. And I could see the island, you know, where we were and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I turned around and I said, thank you, jellyfish. I appreciate all that you do. Please know that I will never hurt one of your kind. And I will tell everybody that I know never to hurt one of your kind. And this is the most magnificent thing that happened. All 80, I don't know, like, you know, how many, like, what did I say, like a couple hundred?
Yeah, I think 80. So.
I guess jellyfish have this weird thing where they shoot off sperm as a signal and a gesture. They all went, shot off sperm, and then they jet it off like that. And
Jompers, is this,
jellyfish
is that true?
In the sea. Absolutely. Swear my life on it. I swear your life on it.
Well, I don't know why you got.
And I swam back to the island.
That's a beautiful story, Jompers. Do you guys think maybe I should have some regular water?
Yeah, you can have some.
I feel like my throat's really starting to close up, so I'm just
gonna drink all of it real quick.
All right. So I'm fine. I mean, I don't.
I'm kind of worried about.
Think
you,
anyone
man.
Should drink salt water.
And you just got your toupee sewn back on from when you ripped it off.
I think you guys need to take me. Maybe we should go to the doctor because I think my vision's really blurry all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, you're kind of frothing at the mouth here.
And I feel like.
I'll be back, man. I'll go hail a cab.
Okay, thanks, Jompers. Dan, can you wrap it up? I'm just gonna take a.
Sorry, Levi. I hope everyone's gonna be all right.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Well, let's just, can we just do our signature sign
sure,
off?
I'm going to get off my phone here.
Why are you texting people?
No, I'm getting the number ready.
Okay. So if you want to do the end of the show button, you've been listening to Trends. Levi Weinhagen, I'm fine.
Dan Hetzel, Levi's not going to die. Let me dial this number. 91 done.